Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the New York Giants and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Buddy Blattner. Batting second. The second baseman, Bill Rigney. Batting third. The center fielder, Bobby Thompson. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Johnny Mize. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Willard Marshall. Batting sixth. The catcher, Walker Cooper. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Sid Gordon. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Buddy Kerr. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Hooks Iatt. Pitching for the New York Giants, Hooks Iatt. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Lenny Morello. Batting second. The third baseman, Peanuts Lowry. Batting third. The center fielder, Andy Pafko. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Phil Cavaretta. Batting fifth. The catcher, Clyde McCullough. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Cliff Aberson. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Bill Nicholson. Batting 8th. The second baseman, Bobby Sturgeon. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Hank Borowy. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Hank Borowy. And now, play ball. Buddy Blattner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blattner strikes out. One out. Bill Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney strikes out. Two outs. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a line drive into left field. Aberson picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Aberson. Thompson moves to second. Johnny Mize is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mize hits a fly ball into center field. Pafko settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Lenny Morello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morello takes first base on ball 4. Peanuts Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowry hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Morello moves to second. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko strikes out. One out. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rigney fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Nicholson. Marshall reaches second base with a double. Walker Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards short. Morello fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Marshall moves to third. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Nicholson who is chasing the ball. Gordon reaches third base with a triple. Marshall scores. Cooper goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0. Giants. Buddy Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr hits a fly ball into center field. Pafko settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Gordon scores. One out. It's 3-0, Giants. Hooks Iatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Iatt strikes out. Two outs. Buddy Blattner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blattner is 0-for-1 in the game. Blattner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Morello scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cliff Averson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averson strikes out. One out. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson strikes out. Two outs. Bobby Sturgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sturgeon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. McCullough moves to second. Hank Borowy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. McCullough moves to third. Sturgeon moves to second. Hank Borowy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borowy strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Bill Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is 0 for 1 in the game. Rigney hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Thompson is called out on strikes. One out. Johnny Mize is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mize is 0 for 1 in the game. Mize hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 5-0, Giants. Bob Chipman now pitching. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Marshall hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Walker Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Cooper hits a line drive into center field. Pafko settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Marshall. The throw from McCullough and he is out, Morello applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Lenny Morello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morello is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Morello hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Peanuts Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowry is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Lowry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rigney scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko is 0 for 1 in the game. Pafko hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hyatt fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 0 for 1 in the game. Cavaretta is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Gordon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Morello scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Buddy Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Kerr hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hooks Hyatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hyatt is 0 for 1 in the game. Hyatt bunts towards third. Lowry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Buddy Blattner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blattner is 0 for 2 in the game. Blattner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Chipman fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. McCullough hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rigney scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Cliff Averson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averson is 0-for-1 in the game. Averson strikes out. Two outs. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0-for-1 in the game. Nicholson hits a pop-up towards third. Blattner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Bill Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Rigney hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. McCullough settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Thompson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Johnny Mize is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mize is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Mize strikes out. 2 outs. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Thompson. The throw from McCullough and he is safe. Thompson steals second. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Marshall hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Thompson scores. It's 6-0, Giants. Walker Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cooper strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 6, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bobby Sturgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sturgeon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Sturgeon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rigney scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Johnson pinch hits for Bob Chipman. Don Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Blattner fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Blattner. Lenny Morello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morello is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Morello hits a fly ball into left field. Gordon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Peanuts Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowry is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lowry takes first base on ball 4. Johnson moves to second. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Pafko hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Thompson who is chasing the ball. Pafko reaches third base with a triple. Johnson scores. Lowry goes all the way around to score. 2 runs are unearned. It's 6-2, Giants. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 0-for-2 in the game. Cavaretta hits a fly ball into center field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 6, and the Cubs 2. The Giants will come to bat. Bob Carpenter now pitching. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. he's got two RBIs. Gordon hits a fly ball into center field. Pavko settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buddy Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kerr hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lowry fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hooks Ayat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ayat is 0-for-2 in the game. Ayat hits a fly ball into right field. Nicholson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 6, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McCullough hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Blattner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cliff Aberson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aberson is 0-for-2 in the game. Aberson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0-for-2 in the game. Nicholson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 6, and the Cubs 2. The Giants will come to bat. Buddy Blattner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blattner is 0-for-3 in the game. Blattner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Morello scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Rigney hits a ball on the ground towards short. Morello scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Morello scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 6, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Bobby Sturgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sturgeon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Sturgeon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rigney scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Scheffing pinch hits for Bob Carpenter. Bob Scheffing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scheffing hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rigney scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lenny Morello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morello is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Morello hits a fly ball into left field. Gordon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 6, and the Cubs 2. The Giants will come to bat. Russ Meyer's now pitching. Johnny Mize is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mize is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Mize strikes out. One out. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got one RBI. Marshall hits a pop-up towards short. Morello settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Walker Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cooper hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-2, Giants. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got two RBIs. Gordon hits a fly ball into right field. Nicholson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 7, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Peanuts Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowry is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lowry hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mize fields the ball and throws to Iatt covering. Safe. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Pafko hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kerr fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 0-for-3 in the game. Cavaretta hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rigney fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 7, and the Cubs 2. The Giants will come to bat. Buddy Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Kerr hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hooks Iatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Iatt is 0-for-3 in the game. Iatt bunts towards third. Lowry fields it, throws to second, with Morello covering, 4-1, and over to first, with Sturgeon covering, for the double play. Two outs. Buddy Blattner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blattner is 0-for-4 in the game. Blattner hits a fly ball into right field. Nicholson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 7, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. McCullough strikes out. One out. Cliff Averson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averson is 0-for-3 in the game. Averson hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0-for-3 in the game. Nicholson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Averson moves to third. Bobby Sturgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sturgeon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Sturgeon hits a fly ball into right field. Marshall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Averson scores. Two outs. It's 7-3, Giants. Dom D'Alessandro pinch hits for Russ Meers. Dom D'Alessandro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. D'Alessandro hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rigney scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Giants, 7, and Chicago Cubs, 3. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.